This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The city of Worcester is in mourning today. Worcester Fire Lieutenant Jason Menard was laid to rest this morning after funeral services at St. John's Catholic Church. They rang bells as a symbol of his last alarm. Menard died Wednesday while helping people, including other firefighters, escape a house fire. WBUR's Simone Rios was outside the funeral this morning, and he joins us now. Simone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Simone, you were there this morning. Can you describe the feeling in Worcester today?
You know, like in much of the state, it was a really dreary day in Worcester. Chilly air, intermittent rain coming down. But, you know, I have to say it was fitting for the funeral of the city's most recent fallen fireman.
Simone, who came out for the service? How many? It was really striking to see the number of people who attended his wake yesterday.
Yeah, it was. And today, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of firefighters from all around the region lined up to salute the casket of Lieutenant Jason Menard. One scene was really breathtaking. Worcester firemen standing on top of two trucks with the ladders extended towards one another, and between the two ladders, a gigantic American flag. From some of the firemen I spoke to, it's clear that congregating like this is an important communal experience for them, even a spiritual one.
How about the residents? Did you get a chance to talk to any?
Yeah, there were a number of locals who came to pay their respects. One was Rich Garozik. He's a retired public school teacher from Worcester. He said one of his former students was among the six firefighters killed in the cold storage fire 20 years ago.
And ever since then, you know, me being a public school teacher, you know, I was always involved in public service. And, you know, I just have so much respect for the fire and the police department. And that's how I pay my respect to them by being here. I pray for them always.
Simone, Lieutenant Menard was the ninth firefighter to die on the job in Worcester in the past two decades. You mentioned just a minute ago the cold storage fire. So there is a history here. Any sense of how heavily that history was on people's minds today?
No, it is. It does weigh heavy on people's minds. Another Worcester resident I spoke to was Pat Hassett. Like many others, she told me Worcester bleeds for its firefighters. But she also told me she was concerned about why another firefighter was killed in the line of duty.
I'm concerned that with all the technology that we have today, that someone hasn't grasped what happened with the cold storage, or even, you know, just the significance of that and this significance of this fire. Nobody knows what went wrong, if anything did go wrong. So I'm not laying the blame on any level here. I'm just a concerned citizen with a heavy heart who's here to be here for a fallen firefighter.
Hassett told me she thinks there needs to be better communication during fires, like when reports of people in burning buildings are actually unfounded. But the firefighters I talked to today say they don't have time to fact check. If someone says there's someone in a building, they have to go in.
When a firefighter falls in the line of duty, Simone, are there certain practices, traditions that other firefighters use to honor them?
Yeah, one of them is to toss back beers with your comrades after a funeral procession. After the local firefighters and the family of Jason Menard entered the church, the hundreds of other firefighters from all over the state gathered in a bar just around the corner. I asked Gary Knox, he's a retired deputy chief of the Malden Fire Department, if the tradition of beers after a funeral is sort of like a celebration for the life of a fallen comrade.
Somewhat. Yeah, we're just toasting one for them, you know, not one, probably more than one. But that's what we do, trying to relax a little bit, take the edge off. But we're all deep-hearted right here now. We're all brokenhearted for him and his family.
So after a loss of a life like this, Simone, how does the community start to heal?
I don't know if you can. People are still raw from what happened 20 years ago. It's almost a generational thing. But what's amazing to me is how quickly the firefighters can move on and get back to work. I went out to Worcester after the fire on Wednesday, and there was a second structure fire there just hours later, and the guys were doing their job. But it was clear, talking to the chief, that it's very tough on the firefighters to lose one of their own. There's a prayer that firefighters remember during times like these. I'll just read a couple lines from it. When I am called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage, give me strength to save a life, whatever be its age. And if according to your will I have to lose my life, bless with your protecting hand my loving family from strife.
That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Simone, thanks.
Thanks for having me.